Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. So behind me is Ivy House, I-V-E-A-G-H. I believe it's pronounced Ivy, not Ivea. Anyway, so that was the townhouse of the Guinness family. They're later ennobled as the Earl of Ivy. Right, so that's how Arthur Guinness began brewing at St. James's Gate in 1759, a brewer to some local aristocrat. But the Guinness has made so much money, they later were absorbed into the aristocracy. And this was their townhouse. So this one is originally 1760, but they didn't buy it till much later, till the early 19th century. But their coat of arms above the door, you see it has, it's 9 windows wide, is that right? So the coat of arms, sorry, right at the top, under that, in that triangle thing. So it had bay windows, it's got porticos out there, mostly Portland stone, flying the tricolour and the European Union flag, and indeed the gay pride flag, it being Gay Pride Month. Well, what else do you want to know about it? So, and then one of the Lord Guinnesses, he gifted it to the nation after the Second World War. So the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is based in there. And I noticed the portico, you can't see from this angle. They've got bovine crania, which was a staple of 18th and 19th century relief sculptures. I don't know why they thought that was such a thing to have. And they've got this sort of these fake like laurel wreaths hanging down. Well, not quite wreaths, in stone. Yeah, sometimes I used to fly the City of Dublin's flag. There's Ivy Gardens behind, which they gave to UCD. So that's it. Sometimes sort of official meetings are held there. And Ivy House is used synecdoche to mean like the Department of Foreign Affairs. So here we are on Stephen's Green. Well, just facing onto Stephen's Green. So, you know, perhaps Ireland's finest square. I'm not sure what I'm talking about. There it is behind me. So they're right beside the old Catholic University of Ireland, still owned by UCD, beside its old chapel and so forth. Yeah. All right, I remember reading Dublin Made Me by Todd Andrews, or C.S. Andrews, I think it officially was, born in 1900. And is he the one who recalled a fight between undergraduates at Trinity and UCD after the First World War? And of course, when UCD was here, it was so much closer. It was like probably not even 2 kilometres from Trinity. All right, anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecalan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.